Well, Giuseppe, another year. Let's first of all reflect on last year's Mitsubishi Motors Cross Country Day. As far as I was concerned, it was one of the great days in the sport. You left your mark on the eventing world that day.
Well, actually, it was a day. It was a day. And, well, I'm here again, so it was not too bad to be sacked. So I think that, like all days, there are special situation occasions. It was a great day for the sport in the way that, we had a lot of action, a lot of emotions, nobody got hurt, and so this is always very good when you manage to have a day where you have action, and the core of the cross country is the essence of our sport, and everybody think like that. As always, you reflect on things and you start a new story.
And this year, the riders will be turning up and thinking, oh heck, is he doing it again? So how are you approaching this year's, which of course this year they'll be going around the reverse way?
Well, yes. First of all, it is a completely new course, because once you go the other way around, and we are respecting the tradition of badminton, of going every year in the different direction, let's say. It's a different course because things happen in different time. And what are we doing? We need to change the fences because they look quite big from the other way around. So surely there is a lot that is going on there. And as I said, it's a completely new course. Principles are the same in the way that I think that also the riders that actually maybe on the day didn't have a great day, they all appreciated the type of questions and whatever. It's a matter, as always, to find the balance, the right balance. We have booked a good sunny day for this year, no wind, and this is part of the package. And so we are looking forward.
So when you, through the summer months and through the winter, I mean, you come here regularly to see, you're always tweaking the final design, or when do you put that for the full stop on this year's cross-country design?
Well, I think it's an evolving process. The final design finishes when the first horse goes off on course. Because if you think of decoration, if you think of all the finest touch that the builders put into in the last day, it's an evolving process. Anyway, the thinking of the course, the main layout of the course comes out in the summer so that all the groundwork can be done. And then after you start putting fences up, and the fixed fences are the first one to come in, then with the portables, you add the portables, and the puzzle comes up.
And is this a puzzle that you really enjoy trying to solve here? Because this is badminton, iconic three-day event. Is it a joy to be designing here?
It is a privilege. It is honestly a privilege to design here, to have the opportunity to work with such good team. The team of the builders is the best in the world. And all the support also that I get from the people around the event, it is a great team. It's really a privilege to be here.
And in a sense, what is your brief? What does Hugh and the team say to you in terms of you trying to reduce something that's going to, is safe ultimately, but something that is the supreme test of horse and rider? How is the brief given to you?
Well, yes, the brief in the sport is quite simple and difficult at the same time. You must produce a good four-star track. What is a good four-star track? So it is something that must be a test. If it would not be a test, it would be not good. It must not be over the test, it must be not be under the test. And as we all know, there are many conditions that can also have an influence. We saw it last year. Surely, probably, it became a bit tasty at the end, as we all saw. Probably this was due also to the conditions, special conditions of the day. How much it was that, how much we need to tweak a bit. This is, is what I am dreaming of.
Do you think you are producing a slightly easier track if given the sort of fair weather conditions?
No, I think the idea is this. The idea is to try to produce a track, always thinking that we get good conditions, but all with an eye also to the possibility of getting conditions that are not. So eventually we could think of some tweaking and adjustments beforehand, so that if we get, and I hope we won't, but if we get a really bad day, we can have some tweaking. But the idea is always to produce, you know, a four-star test and a badminton test.
And one that enables the cream to come to the top. I mean, that's presumably what you're trying to do.
That is why they call me here. It's what they asked me to do.
And last year, you did it. But and how many times will you come to badminton in a 12-month period to design the course?
Well, I think altogether it would be 5-6 visits here, including the competition. More or less that is. And then it depends a bit. Sometimes you get there, maybe the weather is not so nice with us and we can't do a lot, so you must come another time. But that is a bit average.
But all in all, you're really looking forward to what you're going to be presenting and have designed for May.
Yes, I look forward. As I said, is a great privilege to do this. And after your first year, you want to try to always be better, and you keep kicking.